The Angels in Seattle to start a series Thursday. A lot of accomplished sluggers in this game. And maybe the game's best player, Mike Trout. In the second, the Angels would get to Seattle starter James Paxton.
Here's a 1-1 pitch. Slow breaking ball drilled deep to left. Headed for the bullpen. Carrying high, far, and gone. Hit on the out-of-town scoreboard. Just outside and above the Mariner bullpen in left field. Home run C.J. Cron, his eighth, his 30th RBI. The Angels have a 1-0 lead. 1-1 pitch. Swung on and drilled deep to left. All kinds of trouble. That's traveling out of here. Onto the stairwell above the Angels bullpen. Two-run homer, Andrelton Simmons, and a 3-0 lead for the Angels. For Simmons, home run number 12, RBIs 51 and 52. Pitch. Slow breaking ball set to center field. Here comes Trout. Coming on Trout. Dives and makes the catch. We've seen that act before. That'll do it for the Mariners in the fourth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and one man left. We go to the fifth inning. The Angels lead it 3-0 over the Mariners. 1-0 pitch here to Cruz. Swing on and set to center field and deep. It's a screaming line drive. Giddy up, baby. Gone! A two-run homer by Nelson Cruz. Boom, stick, baby. We've tied it up at 3-3. Diaz peers in, bases loaded, two outs, 3-3 game, top nine. Swung on, line drive over the head of Seager down the left field line. Scoring is Calhoun, scoring is Revere. Coming around Maven, they're waving him home. Here's the throw, it's cut off by Seager, throw to second, Trout's in with a three-run double. Oh, man. 6-3 Angels.
The Angels get to within a game of a wild card spot as they finish off the Mariners 6-3 in Seattle. Mike Trout drives in three, C.J. Cron with a solo homer. James Paxton's winning streak ends at 7 straight starts. The Mariners drop their opening game of the series at Safeco Field against the Angels by a 6-3 final. And here's manager Scott Servais to talk about it after.
You know, Pax gave us everything he had. You know, made a couple mistakes. You know, the curveball up to Cron and the home run by Simmons. Other than that, I thought he, you know, threw the ball pretty well. Wasn't as sharp early on as what we've seen in the past. And then he got it going there through the middle innings. And, you know, obviously had the strain of the pec muscle there and took him out in the seventh. So, you know, we'll have a little more on that tomorrow. But, you know, it hurts. He's been our guy. Yeah, he's been awesome. He really has. So, you know, don't want to get too far ahead of it, but hopefully, fingers crossed, that he isn't going to miss too much time. You know, the ball game, I thought Skaggs threw the ball really well tonight. He had life on his fastball and certainly kept our guys off balance. Really didn't get much going against him at all. You know, again, our club finds a way to fight and claw, scratch. We get back in the ball game, tied up, some big hits. You know, Segura's homer, and Cruz continues to, you know, to tear it up at the plate. So, you know, disappointing the way it went down. Obviously, we've leaned on Eddie Diaz really hard, you know, coming out of the break. He's been awesome and electric. You know, the walks got him tonight. They were very patient. They laid off some very close pitches. And then, you know, Trout got up the plate. And, you know, the walks leading up to that, you know, really, really hurt. You're hoping to stay away from that situation. But, you know, Trout put a good swing on a slider, and, you know, that was the ball game. So, you know, our club is, we faced a lot of adversity this year. You know, tough loss tonight, but we'll be back after tomorrow. And, you know, we have a lot of meaningful games yet to play here this season, and we'll continue to grind them out. But bright spots for tonight on our team, you know, really wasn't doing anything offensively. And to come back and get that ball game tied up says a lot about the effort our guys are putting forth right now.
Do you have any idea at this point if James is going to have to go on the DL or miss starts?
I don't know. You know, I don't know. We'll know more tomorrow.
Is that on the last pitch that he felt that, or was that something?
I think so, on the last hitter there. You know, going in the ball game with Pax being our guy. You know, 110's our limit, pitch limit with him, and that's probably going to be his last hitter, which hurts even worse. You know, just kind of, you know, get as much out of him. And he was throwing the ball fine, and the velocity was there. Everything was good. It was nothing leading up to that that made me think there was any issues at all. So, you know, saw him kind of, you know, shaking his arm a little bit, and that's, you know, why Zanino went out there and called us out. So, feel bad for him. Hopefully it's not down too long.
Diaz, we saw a little command yesterday. Was that kind of the same thing you saw today, or was there something?
You know, there was some very close pitches, you know, that probably didn't go our way tonight. But, you know, I thought his stuff was fine. Certainly, you know, looked like he had plenty in the tank tonight. Sometimes he gets a little jumpy, you know, and the ball starts running out of the zone, and that's kind of what we saw tonight.
You've used him a lot here lately. Was that a tough call to go with him, or you?
It was. You know, going into the ball game, he wasn't going to be available tonight. You know, if we had a chance to save it, or you're tied like that, you want to, you know, go to your best guy, and he's hands down. He's been awesome. He really has done a heck of a job for us. So, you know, just didn't quite get it done tonight. Was very close to getting out of it, you know, right there. And you feel good about our chances if we get back up to bat there with the score tied in the bottom of the ninth. It just didn't happen.
The second game of the series Friday has J.C. Ramirez starting for the Angels against Marco Gonzalez of the Mariners.